Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Core exercises are the new rage, but they really have always been, because to work your core is to work your balance. It's to work your proprioceptive techniques. It's to work your body stability. It really is kind of where all of it begins. My guest is Bryce Taylor. He's a practicing outpatient physical therapist. He's also the owner of Halo Trainer at halotrainer.com. So, Bryce, speak about core exercises. We talked a little bit about planking, but planking seems to be the new go-to exercise there, too. So speak about, are we still doing crunches? Are people still doing crunches, reverse crunches? Are they still doing any of those kinds of exercises?
Yeah, I think we're seeing the crunches more in the higher sports demands and the higher, you know, sports performance training. A lot of the crunches are going away in the entry level and even mid-level fitness. And the reason is there's been a fair amount of research coming out about the danger of crunches and sit-ups. And that has to do with the compressive load on your spine and your discs.
Really? So tell the listeners why they shouldn't be doing your basic crunch with your legs up on a ball or a bench or any of those things really anymore.
Well, and I wouldn't advise anyone against doing a crunch. I think a sit-up is safe to say that we probably shouldn't do sit-ups unless you're at an elite level of fitness. And it has to do with the positioning of your pelvis. A lot of folks don't understand how to maintain a neutral position and how to stimulate certain parts of their core.
Well, then tell them.
Perhaps we need to start with the definition of the core. A lot of folks these days are thinking the core has replaced the word abs. Well, that's not the case. Core is a box of muscles, and there's approximately 30 muscles from the front to the sides to the back, and it surrounds our spine. And I would go a little bit farther in saying we have an outer core and an inner core, and they each have their own responsibility. The outer core is responsible for moving, and the inner core is responsible for stabilizing, for keeping the joints still.
So what do you feel are some of the best ways? Because, Bryce, people want to hear, what can I do to tighten it up? What can I do to work on this core? I'm not going to use the words abs because you'll whip me, but, you know, what can I do? Because that's what people really ask all the time and every single day.
Yeah, and I think that modern exercise is now core integration, and that we're integrating the stimulation of those ab and back and lateral muscles, all the muscles of the core, through specific functional training movements. So if we were to pick something up and move it from A to B, we have to contract our core in order to do that successfully. Otherwise, it results in a back injury. So a proper instruction of an exercise is going to begin with very, very fundamental control of the pelvis, understanding stability. Now, let me just explain, stability versus balance has to do with the magnitude from that center point, that center of balance. If you're just moving back and forth, that's not stability. Stability is really reducing the amount of sway back and forth. And that comes from that inner core.
So give us some examples of what you would do with somebody right now who says, Bryce, I want a stronger core right now. Give us a workout.
Okay. I would start by looking at whether you're working out in one dimension or if you're working in three dimensions. And you want to start in one dimension, add a dimension, and then maybe a final plane of movement. So let's just start with, you mentioned a lunge in body weight training. We can certainly do a lunge, but then we need to add something to it. We can add an external load, and we can move that load away from our spine to where we have a leverage where our core muscles have to work even harder. Or we can not add a load, and we can move in an extra plane of movement. Now, that's just in standing. We want to address the core three-dimensionally, right? So let's say we can't just do standing exercises. We can't do just plank exercises, but let's move to the plank. So now we're in a supported position with our arms and our legs. We're going to change the base of support. we're going to lift one leg. That's going to create rotation in our trunk, and we have to combat against that rotation.
Okay, Bryce, I need to stop you for a second because you're talking about the plank and lifting a leg. And, you know, I love all these exercises, but I hear again and again, my shoulders hurt. And whether I have people do it full arm or on their forearms, you know, arms tucked right under, real, real good position, they still say their shoulders are their limiting factor. What do we do about that?
There should be no limit in a plank. And the reason is because you don't have to load the shoulders necessarily to stimulate the core. To work on stability and even core strengthening, we don't have to load the shoulders a whole lot. We can take it to a high angle of incline. Let's just go to a countertop or a chair, or in my case, I use the handles down position with the Halo trainer. We elevate the user, though, so that they don't have a high load on their shoulders. And then they're still able to go through the challenge of moving their hip through an extra plane of movement, or loading it with a resistance band. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. So you can start, listeners, you can take what he's saying and start by graduating down from these things. So you don't have to start a full plank in full down position. You can start on an angle. You can use a bar or you know, the edge of something that's very, very secure. And you can start and you can take these things gradually until you can handle doing it flat, doing it upright, doing it the way that you get that full core exercise. Now, what about reverse crunches? People have been doing those where they lift their hips up and their feet go up in the air, and they've been trying to do them with balls in their legs. They've been doing them just rolling, a million different ways. Do those do anything?
Yeah, I would say the reverse crunch is a crunch, and crunches are effective if performed properly. With the reverse crunch, of course, you're adding leverage to your lower legs, and that is bringing a load onto the spine, and you got to be careful with that. Maybe you just decrease the angle that you're lowering your legs, and it certainly takes a lot of contraction of the anterior core of the abdominals to maintain a neutral spine during that movement. Now, I would say if you're in a neutral spine, you're doing fine. You're fine to do a reverse crunch. I would argue that the top exercises, maybe crunches, maybe third for core activation. The rollout and pike have beat it, though, according to the Journal of Orthopedic and Sports Physical Therapy Journal. This study was done. It was done with EMG, and the rollout was the highest amount of activation over the crunch.
Okay, so, explain the rollout. We don't have much time.
Okay, a rollout is to start in a plank position, maybe on an incline, let's say on a ball. Let's go with elbows on a ball, feet on the ground. And we start in sort of a push-up or a plank position, and our elbows are directly under our shoulders. Now, we move the elbows out away from us so that we make an obtuse angle at our shoulder joint. And while doing that, we're maintaining a neutral spine. A rollout is far more effective, according to the studies.
And then you have to pull it back in.
And then you have to pull it back in.
Yeah, don't forget that part, Bryce. Well, you could hold it out there.
You could hold it out
there. Or you can repetitiously pull it back in.
Repetitiously, absolutely.
So these are ways that you can really get the most kind of bang for your buck. Now wrap it up for us in 30 seconds, Bryce. Core exercises, your best advice.
Okay, my best advice is use a stability ball, but don't use a stability ball the way that everyone's been using it. So most people put back on the ball and they do a crunch. Well, crunch is great for some people. Again, it's maybe a little bit higher level. There's compression load on the spine. There are ways of using the ball very safely, and it can be a very difficult exercise if you simply use it under your arms or under your legs and control that ball. Think about stabilization, not balance training.
That is great advice. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine and Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.